Hey guys, it's your boy Mitchell the Real Plug, and this is yet another episode of the 10 Questions Podcast. And yeah, today, like you saw on the cover, my picture was in there, so I won't be talking too much today. I will just do a brief intro and then, you know, leave the floor for, or just, you know, a brief intro to what we're going to be discussing today. Because it's not like I'm having someone on air or something, but like, just giving you, don't worry, just, you know, after this, our, what the... Okay, so after our intro song, you know, we'll get into today's podcast. So please stay tuned. So today we'll be having, you know, a short spoken word audio on today's podcast that was done by a friend of mine. So let me just give you a brief background. Well, not something, just, you know, a little detail about this friend of mine. So I met him last year in an event, a comedy show. I met him last year. He happens to be a spoken word artist. He performed the other day. He's a poet, a spoken word artist, and he should be a writer too, because, you know, you have to actually write to, you know, speak. So his name is Emmanuel Lokon, a 200 level student of the School of Nursing in Calabar. He hails from Odupani local government area, Cross River State, and, you know, you can call him Emmanuel Junior. So I met this talented young guy at an event last year, and you know, exchanged numbers, got to know each other. I know he's sounding kind of wrong now, but he's just my guy, my cool guy. So he wrote this piece and, you know, sent it to me on WhatsApp, so I should read it. And when I read it, I wasn't really understanding. Okay, oh, sorry, mistake. He sent me the voice note first. Yeah, he sent me a voice note of this piece. He sent me the voice note of the piece, a kind of rough, you know, it wasn't as clear as this, just something rough. He sent me, and when I heard it, I liked the, you know, the, it was just so, I don't know, it had a lot of stuff to it, you know, it was so, I don't know, funny, it was funny and also serious at the same time. It had this kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it was just good enough to be on the podcast. So that's why I said, okay, bro, just, you know, go re-record it and send it to me, you know, a clear version, so I could incorporate it into my next podcast. Sorry. So he sent it to me, and that's what I'll be giving you guys today. So it's just a brief letter that he said. He spoke nothing harmful to the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and yeah, that's it. So in a few seconds or in a moment, I'll be playing that audio for you. So please, I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your views about this. You know, if, you know, just leave it, you know, leave a comment. I want to know what you think about this this message to the president. Just, you know, share your views in the comment section. Just tell me what you think about this oh god, this composition. I'm getting short of words these days. So please, just, I want to know what you think about this recording. So I'll be playing the recording anytime from now. So please just sit back, relax, and enjoy this piece from Emmanuel Jr. Thank you.
Dressed in black, looks of being bitter, sad, and angry engulfed him. In his thoughts, he almost took a pistol to the Senate House, but he decided to make his last speech, which read thus: Mr. President, my distinguished senators, I am Emmanuel, aka Menike Mene or Meni, and whereas I have been part of the Ninth Senate, and in all possible sittings, permit me to extensively elaborate what I have here. Mr. President, the aforementioned value of a currency retired speedily into the abyss. Blood now flows faster than a river's for no aforeshoy. Allah speaks of pain, as the pastures prove abortive. Oh, indeed, we miss our acquired app originality. We even look for peace through the abracadabra. Mr. President, the coronavirus pandemic is a total miasma of deplorable UFO of a hemorrhaging plutocracy. with hand descent or Chinese orifice, cascadingly oozing into a malodorous excrescences of mobodocracy. Mr. President, the future brings an ad infinitum as we bid farewell to the past. Through all this, we still adjudicate verbal ad lib in aegis to nepotism. The children playing their peekaboo, even though they are affidavits of their future. Our skin have turned so abrasive because of abysmal reasons. Vulgar, acrimonic, and vituperated words fill our lips. Mr. President, permit me to say that who bails the cats now? How have the mighty fallen? And what duties or terra firma chichidos can be responsible for this anathema? How come our academically knowledgeable centurio is enveloped in a paraphlegic crinkum crankum? Mr. President, her historical aim of success lies in shambles, and what remains for us is a narrow aisle of agile hope. In alacrity, we ask, will there be hope for our precious alabaster? For our pectoral muscles have gone weak, and our fresco we've cried, and there's no more adib to give in absentia. Who will be the next accolade when we are all untrusted acquaintance? This is not Uhuru. To thy ten, so Israel. Kyo sera sera.
Okay. So that was Emmanuel Junior's letter to the president. I hope you enjoyed that piece. I hope you enjoyed that spoken words. If you have any comments, if you have any suggestions, if you have any view or anything you have to say, or any reaction, just, you know, put it in the comment section. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, share this, you know, let it go viral, you know, let it get to the president. Me talk about, but anyhow, let it go viral. Let's see if we can, you know, get a lot of people to see this piece. And then, yeah, you know, let's keep on celebrating, you know, talented acts or arts or talents out there. You know, let's not keep it in the dark. Let's not cover our talents. Let's not hide what we have. Let's share it, you know, to the public. So please don't forget to like, subscribe, share, leave a review, do anything to just support this page, you know. Please, thank you very much for staying this far. I remain your boy Mitchell the Real Plug. Peace out.